product designers treating UX copy or UX writing as an afterthought. Basically, mostly you'll have fine product designers working on a project, but they will consider adding the copy at the end of, I'll say, prototype, which is not the best practice.
Thank you for joining us. This is the 7 Minute Product Master Series podcast. And today we have Godfrey with us. I'll kick it off the first question. Give me a brief definition of product design.
Well, I will define product design as a problem-solving approach that is set to improve the quality of life to the end user and his or her own interaction with the environment. It's all about visualizing the needs of the user and bringing a solution to them.
Yeah, that's a good one. Visualizing the needs of the users. Thank you for that. What's the best design mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
I think one of the mistakes I did is prioritizing aesthetic over UX. And it's true. Of course, we need to have a balance between creativity or proper UI in the design and also just to match the experience. So I think this is one of the problems that I really was making previously. And actually, what's something that I've actually learned is that you can keep your interface or experience as simple as possible without prioritizing so much of the aesthetic.
Yeah, that's true. We should make our products very simple to use. Aesthetics do follow later on. Thanks for that. What's the one piece of common wisdom, and common wisdom is in air quotes, that you disagree with and why?
I will say, for me, this one is mostly related to UX also, and actually product designers treating UX copy or UX writing as an afterthought. Basically, mostly you'll have fine product designers working on a project, but they will consider adding the copy at the end of, I'll say, prototypes, which is not the best practice. So the best thing, I think, for me is actually working with UX copywriters and in a way that is collaborative, either working with them together or even handing off screenshots or wireframes to them so that they can best fit the copy and look at how the final design in terms of the copy will look like.
Yeah, that's very true. We should start with the copy, as you have mentioned. Yeah, thanks for that. What's the best design or business advice you've ever received and why?
I will start with the design advice that I got. The design, I think it's to have a process, to try and have a systematic way of working whenever possible. So it's actually to list down your steps and document them and try to follow a pattern or a framework. For example, design thinking. That is for the design. But for the business, it's actually related to also oneself. It's charged based on the value, not the time. All right. So if you're working on a project of maybe to a client, right? So it's actually trying to charge the value that you bring to them, not actually the time that you spend on working on that particular project.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That's a really good one. Yeah, charge based on the value of the project and not the time it's going to take you. Next question. What's working best in your design process right now?
I will say one thing that is really working for me is doing in research for starting a project. And with that is actually following, after doing the research, is actually following a philosophy or a framework. And this one, I'll just cap it in the design thinking process. Well, first of all, emphasize with the user, I'll define the problem, I will ideate a solution, build a prototype, and then reiterate. So I think for me, having a process and documenting every step of the way is actually working for me, because I can always go back and look and see what maybe I skip or what I need to improve.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, next question. What's the one thing every product designer should learn?
I will start this with skill-wise, so usability testing. I learn about color physiology and also just understand a bit of marketing. Personal marketing, just how to sell yourself out there, or actually even presenting, or how to pitch your presentation. Then whenever you meet your clients, tell them about yourself, who you are, what is your story, what's your skill, your experience. Yeah, other than just showing few pictures.
Yeah, that makes sense. We need to tell our own story. And that's a part of selling ourselves, not just through the visuals that you've created, but also just the story behind it. And the last question, what's the one thing that you have learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I think lately, I've been involved in quite a number of projects. So I'll say one thing that I've learned, and it's something that I'm actually trying it out, is taking a break from projects that I'm working on. Sometimes, either working on a project that you have something, you have a creativity block. So what I've learned about myself is I've been taking breaks, coming back and working on the project maybe a day or two. And this one has actually helped me have a different perspective on how I want to shape the project, and also come with fresh mind that will help me analyze and maybe come up with a solution. The other thing I've noticed or learned about myself is that recently I've had like a high OCD. So I will actually notice small things in design. And this one has actually helped me to look at my surrounding and design in a whole different way.
Oh, nice. Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.